The Mistaken Identity experience you know and love is now even better on Patreon. A big shout out to everyone who has already joined us over there, but thanks to a new round of updates to the platform, listeners have so many new reasons to join the party or dive back in on the app. For those of you who already have the app, you can't help but be impressed by some of these changes. The whole thing has become more intuitive and has made searching for your favorite content even easier, creating your own little world for your favorite creators just like us. And the biggest addition to the Mistaken Identity world is community chats. This is for sure the biggest element of the new Patreon rollout, and the one we're most excited about as well, because it's going to bring us closer to you. These new community chats, like most of these new features, are only available through the Patreon app, and these chats give our fans a space to talk to us and each other in real time outside of any traditional comment section. You can discuss our latest work, give feedback, ask questions directly to us, and react any old way that you please. This is on top of all the Patreon exclusive content we already offer, like the video version of the unedited podcasts, behind the scenes looks at show production, and exclusive content drops way in advance of our mainstream channels. And the best part is that you can get all this starting at just $1 a month. So open up the app and look us up by searching Mistaken Identity Media, or just follow the link directly in the show notes to get started today. You can also download the Patreon app itself for free directly from the Google Play or Apple App Store to unlock the full VIP experience. However you consume Mistaken Identity Media, we thank you for the support and hope you enjoy the show.
To so many people, you know, lifelong Cubs fans, it's our happy place. It doesn't feel like a year without going to Wrigley Field, and you guys are amazing at what you do.
And that's the thing, is that the Wrigley employees are always so helpful. They go beyond.
When you see the same faces year after year after year in the same sections, it makes you feel, it all feels like family. That you're going to a place like it's a little family reunion.
Every family member and friend who comes to that I take to a Cubs game or I take on a Wrigley Field tour, because there's nothing better to do than be in Chicago, and you all made that possible.
Like I said, these are not just employees in my opinion, they're like family.
I brought people from all over the world, all over the country, people that don't like baseball, they love Wrigley Field. And we have you guys to thank for that.
Welcome to Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark. We explore the fascinating personal lives of the people inside Chicago's most iconic sports venue, Wrigley Field. Our podcast will take you on an amazing journey, introducing you to some incredible people that we've met along the way. We'll discuss hot topics, play a few games, and just try to have an overall good time. There'll be plenty of surprises along the way, so stick with us to see where our journey heads next. But for now, kick back, relax, and enjoy the latest episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark.
All right, so welcome to another edition of our podcast, Beyond the Ballpark, Mistaken Identity. I got a great guest today who I've been trying to get since the Cubs last won the World Series, it feels like. Finally here, but before I get to that, a little news. So Jordan and I went to the ball game last week. If you're on Patreon, you get these episodes right away. If you're on the podcast, you get these episodes a month or 2 months later, but Jordan and I went to the ball game. We went to the Bell Room Premier Club, thanks to Stu from Club 100. It was a gift for Jordan's graduation, so it was free for us. Those seats were about $600 a piece. I had a great time. It just happened to be Bobblehead Day. So we got these Ernie Banks bobbleheads. Those of you that are watching this on Patreon, we got a bunch of these because we were walking around and the people are just giving them to us because they know us. So we're going to be giving these away on Patreon. Send an email, mistakenidentitymedia@gmail.com, if you would like to get a Ernie Banks bobblehead. And then went to the bleachers. It was also Floppy Hat Day in the bleachers only. I love these cool little yellow ones because you can flip the top up. It has like this European look on it. So we got a bunch of these too. I'm going to give away. Those of you on Patreon, email mistakenidentitymedia@gmail.com. Say whether you want the hat or the bobblehead, and then Jordan will take care of you. On to our guest, Angelo, what is up?
Everything is really good right now. We just got off a long homestand, just been working a lot, going to school, and I'm glad I'm finally able to be on the podcast. I know I've been talking to you a lot about it since like Winterland, basically, but I'm here now. So
for those that don't know about you, tell us your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Okay, so my name is Angelo Tavis. I'm 21 years old, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And for the Cubs, I'm in the guest services department as a lead.
Now, what season is this for you? When did you start?
I started in 2019, so not counting like that COVID season, it would be my fourth, but basically my fifth.
Now, how many of us supervisors? I know Floyd does. How many of us say, man, you were a baby, and now you're grown, we feel old. How many of us say that to you?
Oh my God, so many people. I was talking to Terry about it the other day. I was talking to my supervisor, Kathy, about it the other day. I'm like, you guys really saw me grow from a kid to an adult now. I started as a junior in high school, and now I'm a senior in college.
Right, you went from not being able to drink to not being able to want to. Yes, all that we saw, I really feel that'd be cool.
For real, I'm able to go to Murphy's now.
Yes, you are able to go to Murphy's now. That's funny. Now, tell me about how did you even hear about the Cubs job to begin with? How'd you hear about it?
So with the Cubs job, I actually heard about it through my cousin Olivia that worked there before, like a season before, so in 2018. And she told me about it, and I applied in February of 2019. And that's when I got the email the next day. And then ever since then, I've been hooked on working here. I remember we did the training at UIC, actually, in that huge room. And then ever since then, we just did it at the park.
Who hired you? Do you remember who interviewed you? I know it wasn't me. Who interviewed you?
It was Paula and then Corey. And I talked to them about it. I always bring up that they interview me. I never forget it. Okay. And then it was, I believe, another security supervisor that had left, though. But I do remember Paula and Corey for sure.
Okay. So before we go anywhere, me and you have this running joke every day about weather. Now, let's put everybody else in on this. Because we had a running joke for two seasons now. So tell everybody what the running joke is between me and you and the weather.
So the running joke, when it's cold, I'll wear basically no layers, nothing at all. I'll just be running around the park. When it's hot, I'll be sometimes wearing a jacket. And Frank just always runs into me. He's like, dude, what is up with you and your layers? You're not wearing the right seasonal things. I'm just like, yo, I'm sorry. I don't know. These are long homestands.
We can be at Winterland and it can be freezing. It could be freezing cold. I'm wearing like eight layers and whatever. This guy will be running on the concourse in a hoodie unzipped open. I'm like, Angelo, like, are you high? Like, what?
Oh my God.
What is going on? So, like, do you not get cold?
I was just running around a lot. I had the thermal. And also, sometimes I would just think, I won't get cold. I'll be good. And then, yeah, I would get cold a little bit. And then I would forget to bring the layers the next day still.
And then I'll see you, nose red, ears red. I'm like, and then you'll stop and you're like, and I'll do a check. I'm like, Angelo, this is not going to work.
You're like, where's your gloves? Where's your scarf?
Yeah.
Like, you need to have like five more layers.
But now I've noticed though, towards the end now, when you see me, you'll stop me like, and you're prepared now. I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes. Some days when it's cold, I'm like, okay, Frank may ask about it. I'm most likely going to run into him. It's like, I got to just have a wardrobe, like just there and ready. No.
Yes. All right. Now let's go back to the beginning though. So when you got hired, were you already a Cubs fan or did you become a Cubs fan?
Oh, I was already a Cubs fan, but being more at Wrigley, working there, turned me even more to a Cubs fan.
And how did that happen?
Well, just being surrounded by all the fans every day, like seeing like this new team being built. Like when I came in, it was more towards the end of like when Rizzo, Javi, and Bryant were there. And now seeing this new team be created with like Stroman, Morel, Swanson, and all these people coming in, it's really cool to see and just gets me even more intrigued and like excited to come in to work.
Now, do you have a favorite Cub?
All time. I remember growing up, it was actually Soriano. And then when that World Series team, it was Baez. But right now, probably Stroman. I love Stroman so much.
Now, what high school did you go to? What high school did you go to?
I went to Amundsen High School.
So I went to Lane Tech, and we hated Amundsen. We played you all in baseball all the time, and sometimes you all upset us. But you all are probably good now. But did you? What kind of a student were you at Amundsen?
Well, I didn't play much sports, but I just tried to get my schoolwork done, and then so after school, me and my friends could all just hang out. Like, my two best friends, they're twins, and then we had our group, and we would just hang out after school. Play sports and everything, but we didn't really want to like join an organized one. So
What kind of grades did you get? Were you an A student, B student? I'm just curious. What kind of grades did you get?
In the middle years, I went down a little bit, but towards the end, I made sure that I get back on track with like A's and B's and everything.
Okay. Now I want to hear this. Tell me something about you from your high school days that we would be shocked to hear about. They was not perfect. I know you're the perfect one that really failed, but I'm sure something happened in school that we would be shocked to know Angelo did.
Oh my God, I'm trying to think. Okay, so yeah, there was this one time during high school, we had 8 periods in high school. We skipped, me and my two best friends, it was in sophomore year, we skipped 3 of them to go to McDonald's on Western by Lawrence, like that one, to finish a project. And then as we were walking there, the police pull over, and then we have to get in their car, and then they walk us inside the school.
They did that back then? Wow. The police did that back then? They picked people up and took them?
Yeah, they did that. I know. We had our IDs and everything, and they looked in our bags and stuff, and then they just took us to the school.
We were
walking to school, which is the thing, though. They were like,
What did your parents say?
Oh, my dad. What I told my dad was like, hey, I'm sorry. The other classes, I finished the homework. This class, we had a huge project. And then he was like,
I'd be okay with it. I kind of feel like you did it for a good reason. I kind of feel like
I mean, maybe I should have just done it on time. But like,
That too. All right. So now tell me, what about going from high school to college? What were your choices? What did you want to do? What were your thought process?
So really, I wanted to stay in the city. I would have liked to have gone to a big school. Like my cousin goes to UCF in Florida, actually. So if I went to a big school, like that would have been cool. But where I go is National Lewis downtown, like right across the street from the Art Institute. I just liked the overall atmosphere like in that area. And then it was by my other job at the time, Pinstripes, which is by Navy Pier. So I was like, it worked out that way. And then after classes, I could go to Wrigley too and not really be late. But also it was the schedule. I only have class like 2 days a week. So there's some days where I'm at Wrigley. People are like, how are you here? I'm like, yo, I don't have school today. I only have it Tuesday and Thursday.
What's your major?
Business administration. And then I have a minor in marketing.
So you want to eventually do what?
Not like hospitality, but like guest service or guest experience. And overall business side of business operations side. and like be in charge of like different departments and stuff. So kind of like what I'm doing here now at Wrigley, but like as a lead to a lower extent. But I like to go in a higher direction for
like that. like a Sam or Justin.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Or Megan, that kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Like that kind of thing. Okay. All right. So and now, out of curiosity, did a Sam or did they inspire you to do that? Like you were around them, you're like, you know what, I want to do that. Or
oh my God, yeah. Seeing them like and how they are like towards every employee, they'll answer any question that like anyone has. And I think they're great bosses in general. Anytime I have a question, I know I can just go up to them and ask. And they've definitely been a big part in helping me like decide what I'd like to do. And also a lot of my supervisors, you included.
Even though I get on you all the time, but yes.
Oh no, but I appreciate it. I love the moments like that.
Okay. Now, are there any moments that you had at Wrigley Field that were like your favorite games or your favorite days? Like this day was awesome or amazing. Is there one day that stands out to you?
Oh my God. Yes. It's a moment. It was 2021, the Padres series. And as I said earlier, like Javier Baez was my favorite player, like through that series of Cubs teams. But he was up at the plate, and I think he had already hit a home run in the game already, and then everybody was standing and cheering his name, and he just blasts one dead center, and I just remember that crowd going so crazy. That was one moment that I was thinking of when I was there the other day.
Now, other than the Cubs, do you like any other sports at all?
Oh my God, football with the Bears, Justin Fields. Blackhawks. I'm glad we signed Connor Bedard. The Bulls. I wish they were as good as we thought they were going to be last year. But I love sports so much.
So I noticed you left out the White Sox. Any reason? I'm just curious because we're playing them today, by the way. I'm just curious. Why would you leave out the White Sox?
Well, we're playing them today, and I got family who are White Sox fans, and I remember stuff they say about my team. So I'm going to just leave them out.
Now, when you first got hired, this happens to me all the time. When you first got hired, did you have family members like, oh my God, congratulations, work with the Cubs. Can I get tickets?
Oh my God. All the time. And still. And I just tell them, yo, can I get tickets too? I mean.
I send mine a StubHub link. When they ask me a text. There you go.
It's like, there are your tickets.
People assume that we get free tickets. And when I do get tickets, and I do sometimes get them, if I don't give them to Jordan, I'll never end it anyway. So, but all right. So you said Sam, Justin, are there any supervisors other than me? You know, say me, any supervisors, especially in guest services, that empower you, inspire you, and encourage you to do bigger and great things? Any supervisors?
Oh my God, I love working with Hawa. I love working with Erica, or Ate Erica. That's what I call her. And I greet her.
Wait, what do you call her?
Ate Erica.
What does that mean?
It's, Ate is a Filipino term for like older sister, like just another person that you respect. And I greet her.
I'm going to continue. Give me 1 minute. So I'm going to get this straight. Erica allows you to call her old.
I'm in a way, yeah. I know it's crazy, right?
She would kill me, but go ahead though. All right, who else?
In another sense, I guess that's what it is.
She's gonna kill me anyway. Now I'm gonna get a text Tuesday, Thursday, but go ahead. What else? Who else though? Hawa, Erica.
So Hawa, Erica, Eric, Narav. I love all my guest service supervisors and working with them. But I mainly see Hawa and Erica, Paula a lot because they're usually at fan services, and that's like where I'll be most of the time. So I work with them mainly.
Okay. Now, so tell me about family. Have any siblings, older, younger, your only child?
So I'm the youngest out of five, actually. And my oldest brother is Ian. He's 36, and then Sam, 34, my sister Allie, 32, And then Charlie is 29, and then I'm 21.
And I'm assuming, again, you're Filipino, correct?
Yeah, I'm Filipino. None of them are. I'm the only Filipino one. They have a different dad, but we all have the same.
Okay, all right. And so I'm assuming that's the connection with you and Erica.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, okay. Now, do you prefer Filipino food? Do you have any favorites? Can you cook? I'm curious.
Oh, I love cooking. And in sixth grade, when I visited my mom, I won a cooking competition in Atlanta.
What did you cook?
So it was like this stuffed chicken with, I'm trying to remember, it was so many years ago, but like, it was homemade curly fries, these cream puffs, and then this one stuffed chicken, and then like some vegetable dish. But I remember winning that, and that felt really good. But for Filipino food, always you gotta go with lumpia, those like little egg rolls.
So inquiring minds want to know, what are you gonna make me and when?
Yeah, I'll bring something to Wrigley. I still have to.
I'm like, wow, I didn't know you can cook all that. Wow, that's good. All right. So you can cook. That's fine. Okay. Now tell me about traveling. You do any traveling at all? I know you know I love to cruise. I love to travel. I'm just curious about you. What about you and traveling?
I love traveling. Last year was more of my travel year, I got to be honest. But I would say I like going to Las Vegas with my cousins or family. We did that a good amount of times last year.
Did you lose any money?
Or what?
Did you lose any money?
I actually won like $1,200 in Vegas.
That's why you like it then. All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But then the slushies, like just walking around with one, just seeing the lights too. That was a vibe.
Yeah. I got my container somewhere around here. The slushie, the long. Yeah. I got one of those containers. There.
Yeah. But me and you talked about like cruises. I remember like the Carnival cruise. I told you about mine and you were going on one. I really like those. I want to go on another one.
Now, tell the people who are out there who have never been on cruising, who've never been on a cruise ever in life, who are contemplating it, they think it's boring or whatever. Tell them what you always, they know I love it because of the food. Food all day, every day, to your room service, whatever. Tell them from your point of view, what do you like about cruising?
Oh my God. If you guys are contemplating, you gotta go. Like, it's a huge mall. You think it's just going to be like a boat in the ocean. No, like there were times I forgot I was even on a boat.
Yes.
Like if you're worried about like food or anything, there's the Guy Fieri burger. It's open till 3:00, the pizza place. There's so much to do there. Like even for people that like if they don't want to get off on the stops or they don't want to swim, they have so many activities like different shows that they have on the boat. There's always going to be something to do to keep you occupied, and it's for all age groups too.
Yeah, you know, I love food, and I like the fact that you can sit down in the main dining room, have dinner,
get up later on
and still sit down and go to another buffet downstairs.
I like your thinking.
Where did you do that at?
Exactly what we did on the cruise.
Yes. You know, I went to London, as you know, and mm-hmm. it was just so freaking expensive compared to cruising. I got to go to 3 countries. So I've been to cruising. I've been to 20 plus countries cruising, and I've never had a passport, by the way, because in cruising, you don't need one. I got a passport to go to London, but just to be able to go to 3 countries and all you can eat. I saw Mamma Mia, Broadway play. I've seen all these things on a cruise. So much cheaper than, but although I still love, I did love London. It was great. It was amazing. But other than cruising, where have you visited? Where have you traveled to?
I visited, it would mainly be around the United States a bit then. Like my mom lives in Atlanta, so I visited those states a lot. So like Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky. I have some family that lives out in California. I was able to fortunately visit them in January, like I think a week after Winterland ended.
So you were born in Atlanta or Chicago?
I was born in Chicago, and then when I was heading into sixth grade, my mom got a job where she then had to move there to Atlanta, and then I would visit her a lot during the summer.
Okay. And you graduated from high school and you chose the snow in Chicago over Atlanta and the sun.
Yes, I did.
But so your family lives in California.
All my family predominantly lives in Chicago and then like branched out to move to other places.
California, Atlanta, especially with the sun and yeah. beaches in the morning. Okay. All right. Now, do you have any desire to move? I know.
Yeah.
Do you have any desire to move? Do you have any desire at all to move?
Not anytime soon.
I do. I plan on retiring living in California. California. I'm just done with the snow and the weather. I just feel like it's, you know, I don't know. I feel like I will either pick a back California or Seattle. My goal is to live there eventually. I haven't discussed this with Jordan at all, but he's here for the first time now. But I plan on moving and living in Chicago at some point. Interesting. Okay. So let's say that you had to look into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Either 5 years or 10 years from now, where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself?
Well, I definitely hope to be happy still. Like, that's obviously the first thing. Wherever I'm at, I just hope to be happy. I hope that I would have maybe my full-time job by now in the subject that I'm going to school for. I hope all my relationships with people and like friends, my girlfriend Lisette, family just continue to grow and be good. So I'd say that's just what I could say for 5 and 10 years right now, because there's a lot that changes every year. Like, you never know what's going to happen. So I don't really know where I can pinpoint it as of right now.
So during the pandemic and everything was shut down, what did you do? How did you cope with that? And when everything was shut down, you couldn't go anywhere. How did you cope with that?
See, I know they said don't hang out with my friends a lot and stay home. Me and my two best friends were hanging out like every day. But it was just us two. Like, we weren't going to work or anything. It was just like us two, or like me, the twins, and maybe someone else. Like, we were just hanging out, but playing outside in like their backyard, playing football, or maybe going to the lake. But we weren't working or anything really. And then it was July when I finally had to go back to the restaurant. And then I don't know, eventually, just slowly but surely, restrictions just got lifted. And then with Zoom classes, that was where I actually had some of my best grades in college so far. It was all A's. But then when everything opened up, I just got busier and some of them went down, but I'm still like keeping it steady with my good grades though.
So why do you think you got mostly good grades on Zoom? Is it less distractions or?
Because like during that time, it was pretty much like I was only going to class, or me and my friends were just hanging out. There was no working. There was no other places I needed to be. And so I was just focused on that. And yeah.
Okay. Now tell me about working down by Navy Pier, because I avoid it. I think it's the busiest place. It's a stressful, anxiety, put around the fireworks and holidays. Tell me what it's like to work downtown Navy Pier.
I can surely tell you I never want to do it again. During 3 days of when I was working at Pinstripes downtown, I was working like 40 hours from Friday through Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I know. It was so bad because it was short staff. It was constantly busy. And then I was a main closer and opener. So they always had me on during like the busy times. What I am happy about is that they were all Cubs fans. So when there were games, I was like, yo, I need this whole homestand off.
Now, all that money, are you good with money? Are you not good with money? Do you save money? Do you invest money? That's a lot of money you're making there.
I try to save a bit just so I can like have my experiences with my friends and stuff and go out. But then also like definitely save for the future. But I do think I could be better with it too. I can be a little impulsive at times.
I'm gonna have to teach you how to invest in the stock market one day. But so tell me about your predictions for the Cubs. Do you see the Cubs being good in the next 2 years, 3 years? This is the year. What are your, as a fan, not as an employee, as a fan, what are your predictions for the Cubs?
As a fan, I definitely see, like, with the people that they've signed, and if they extend the right people, they could definitely be, like, even right now, they're, like, just 5 games back in the wild card, I think. They could definitely make it, but they could win a championship in a few years. I could see it, but they just need to keep heading on the right pace. And I know they have a whole bunch of prospects, too, like Crow Armstrong, Brendan Davis, and I'm excited for all of it in the future.
Yeah, so when they get rid of Stroman, me and you will hold hands and cry together.
Sounds like a deal. We need by gate 3, right underneath the red sign.
Yes. All right, so time is winding down. I always let my guests in by asking me a question. So what question do you have for me?
So, how did you first hear about the Cubs job? And then were there times where you ever wanted to step away from it?
Oh, like, God, this is a good question. Yeah, these are good questions. So the first one, I tell the story all the time. So I went to Lane Tech, the best school in the world. And in the cafeteria, back then in our cafeteria, there was a hallway. And inside the cafeteria, we had a Pizza Hut in our cafeteria. We had a Taco Bell in our lunchroom. Mm-hmm. And then we had the regular CPS food. Yeah. And it was just a rare day that I wanted Taco Bell. So I went to the lunchroom, and there was a table with the Cubs. They were there promoting a summer job for teenagers, for ushers. Went by, got the paperwork, went home, like, Mom, hey, look, I live on the West Side. Hey, look, the Cubs are hiring. I can get a job there. And she's like, I don't know anything about baseball. Because the Bulls had just won multiple championships. It was the 90s. The Bulls,
They
had won and won and won some more. We didn't know anything about the Cubs. The Sox, yes. but not the Cubs. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just do it for 1 year. Like, how bad could it be? Like, 1 year I'll do it.
Yeah.
Fast forward to me doing it for way more years than that. But that's how I did it. I was not a Cubs fan at the time. Didn't know anything about baseball at all. But starting there, the people – Harry Carey, the stadium, Sammy Sosa. Yeah. I was hooked instantly.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
And it's atmosphere. So that's what it was. Now, there are times that I want to step away. Of course. Yeah. But I feel like the pandemic showed me that I don't need to work there, by the way. I used to feel like if I left, I would miss my friends and family that are there. That would be a huge void. But the pandemic showed me that I don't need to be there. I cannot be there. Life goes on. I would still have the same people, same friends, same things. But yes, you know, there are many, many times that I'm like, I think I've had enough of the chaos and the confusion and the whatever, the hustle and bustle of it. I think that people in general are getting mean, like fan-wise, and not just anywhere. They're getting meaner. And like, I think as a society, we're split and we're sort of like, you know, butting heads more. And that comes into public spaces, like really feels a public place. So there's more anger, there's more hatred, there's just more of that. And that moment, you know, I'm ready. Like, I don't really want to do this continually. You know, I'm 45 now. I've been running around this concourse since I was 16. The gates may have changed, like, you know, from gate F to gate 5, whatever. Yeah. But it's still the same gate. I still see the same concourse that I saw when I was 16. so yes, I think about it all the time.
Well, thank you for answering my question. And then I think if you could answer one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was like, you meet so many like different workers and people that come in and out, but I know like there's more that are like family. How do you deal with when they finally move on?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I feel like even this year, like I got to know like Corey Luna this year and Marcus Adams, and I got to know them more this year. So I'm helping to build them up. I believe that winners are people who help others win. Like, if I'm a winner, I'm going to help Angela win. I'm going to help them people win, whatever. So when I help people win, and then they have the desire to move up, and they can't move up at Wrigley, and then they go somewhere else to become the manager or whatever and whatever. Like, I'm sad for a while. Yeah. But then I realized that, you know, if they're going to move up and be successful in their life and have the job that they deserve, they got to leave, and I can't, you know, hold them back.
And be there over forever.
Yeah, I mean, I, you know, I get over it. I want to be upset. Not upset. I want to be hurt when you move on to your place of greatness. Mm-hmm. But I've discovered, though, that the people that I put energy into, no matter where they go, they remember me. No matter where they go. Rob Kostecki went to the Rangers. He came back at the Cubs game last week or whatever. And
yeah, I saw him.
Before he even came, Frank, I'm coming to see you where you're at. People that I met when I was like 16 and 17 and 18, they come back, Frank, I'm coming to see you where you're at. So, I'm like, I hate to see them go. I feel like they would be great at Wrigley. But I know that in order to move up in the world, you have to go to another team or you have to go to another place to move up to get where you deserve. So I've learned to take the good with the bad.
Yeah. Thank you. It's because some of the people that I really like hang out with a lot, they're moving on to big and better things now. I feel really happy for them, but I just miss them. And I'm going to, but.
Yeah. Back in the day, when I first started back in the day, you never left Wrigley Field because Wrigley Field, well, the Cubs at least back then, they all hired from within, no matter what. I used to work the school board, by the way. I was a school operator. I was in media relations for a while. I was an intern. Back in the day, when you were an usher, you didn't have to leave. You can move up every front office, every spot. You can just keep going and going and going. You know, a lot of friends of mine, Sean True was a supervisor. Then he moved up to be in the IT department. Then he moved to MLB's IT department. That was back in the day. But it's a corporation now everywhere. All corporate places now hire from outside. They don't hire from within anymore. But it's sad to see people go. But Angelo, it's been great. It's been a long overdue interview. Finally got to.
It was a great interview. I'm glad I finally was able to come on. It was a long time coming.
And it wasn't as bad as you thought it would be, was it? It wasn't as nervous.
Oh, my God. I thought it was great.
All right. So thank you very much. Those of you that are watching, if you're watching on Patreon, Don't forget all these bobbleheads that I have here. Email us these hats that I have that I got from it was, I don't know if you noticed, Angelo, but it was National Hot Dog Day last week where these hats came from. And outside of Wrigley Field in Rizzo's parking lot, not only were they giving out these hats to anybody in the public, they were also giving out free samples of different types of hot dogs. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes, it was. I went by there, of course, you know, I love food. I live on the street. So I got a bunch of these hats from them, actually. So it wasn't just at Wrigley. They were doing this in public. And they're doing it at Guaranteed Rate Field for the Sox fan as well. So check that out. But Angelo, it's been great. We're running out of time. Thank those of you that are watching, thank you very much. Those of you on the podcast and listening, thank you all very much. And we will catch you on the next episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark. Adios, everybody.
Hey guys, if you're hearing my voice here again, that means we've reached the end of the show. It's that time again for all the thank yous and special messages and disclaimers, you know, all the stuff you really tune in for each week. A big thank you yet again to all of our supporters who not only continue to tune into our show, but take the time to hit the like button, write reviews, and share our content on social media. It all really helps us grow our audience. Our Patreon page continues to thrive as well, as we're working not only on the podcast, but the Roku channel and the book club and on and on and on. If you'd like to be a part of that expanding Mistaken Identity experience, follow the link in our show notes to our Patreon page or go to patreon.com and search Mistaken Identity Podcast for all the ways you can sign up to access this multitude of additional content. Mistaken Identity is also now a part of the Unconfined Network, which is a home to many podcasts whose hosts have met inside the walls of Wrigley Field. Check out the network's other show offerings. Head to unconfinednetwork.com. That's all one word, unconfinednetwork.com, to view all of our shows and their catalogs. Shouts out to Frank Walker, Jesse Graham, and Jordan Burks for their continued efforts both in front and behind the scenes to keep Mistaken Identity rolling along every week. And of course, we can't leave without our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely our own, and we do not speak for or on behalf of the Chicago Cubs or any other organization. This is Joe Flaherty for the Mistaken Identity Podcast saying stay safe, and we'll catch you next time beyond the ballpark. I'm gonna go